Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now it's gotten to the point of uber ridiculousness.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at the hardware store, and they have the spots on the ground. Oh, right. Never mind the spots on the ground. Let's nix that story. Our elevators. I come in this morning. First of all, tell them what was there before.
Okay, so before, there was like a printed sign from the printer that said, please socially distance one person per car, right? So this morning, Smokestack and I get here at the same time. And now the printed sign is now a permanent, like, plastic drilled into the wall. You know, social distancing. Yeah, like a plaque. Then we get into the elevator.
The plaque, the sign used to say one person per car, which we only have three elevators, and they're slow as hell.
But they're pretty big.
And they're huge.
Yeah, they're big, so you can fit two people in there. So now they've decided to put... The footprint, so where your feet go, one is in one corner and one is in the other. So I'm in the back corner, so I'm facing the front, right? So Smoke's like, you go there, I go here. But Smoke is in the front, facing the buttons, like nose to buttons, like the problem child in fourth grade in the corner.
The labels are permanent. They're on the floor now. They have the footprints where you put your, like the thing when you Dr. Scholl's at the pharmacy, where you put your feet in the thing and it makes your shoe.
I'll put them up on our, I took pictures of it. I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page so you could see.
So they got people facing the opposite direction into a wall.
FYI, nobody's here. It's like the three of us and maybe two other people in the entire building.
The whole place is closed, but yet we have these huge expensive things that we have to stand on. I'm telling you.
Are they going to make us have, look, I'm all for safety precautions, so don't hate ride us. We understand that yes, we need to take safety precautions. However, there are some radio stations around the country that, like, Rick and I are at least 10 feet apart, right? Yeah. They would have shower curtains in between Rick and I.
They have a morning show in some godforsaken, horrible small town where they have shower curtains between all the disc jockeys.
I don't understand.
Oh, my God. It's only 0.0081 is your chances of dying from this thing.
Like, and I get because people are dumb and they don't follow directions. So if you have a sign that says social distance, they'll cram 15 people into an elevator. But, I mean, it's like... Yeah. I don't know. I just wouldn't get on that elevator. I'll wait for
this
the next
is
one.
A message from RSBS, the Rick Stacy Bureau of Safety, and is intended to scare the shit out of you. Did you know your chances of dying from coronavirus are slightly higher than getting struck by lightning? Did you know shark attacks can also kill you? And other things too, like choking on a donut and falling space junk? Take these simple precautions. Wear a surgical mask with a lightning rod attached to the side with copper cable running into the ground. This will keep you safe from lightning and also anchored in place to prevent you from going to the beach. But should you somehow find yourself at the beach, don't panic. Simply put on a coat of armor to fend off shark attacks. Research proves that if you die while swimming in a suit of armor, it won't be because of a shark. But for God's sakes, keep your mask on. This will prevent you from accidentally eating one of those vicious, deadly donuts I mentioned earlier. Holy crap, look up. Is that falling space junk? Nope, just seagull crap. But what if that seagull is radioactive and the poop hits you in the eye and you turn into a giant seagull? Jesus, it's bad enough. We got coronavirus. Now we're being attacked by 6 feet tall seagulls. We're all gonna die. No! This has been a message from RSBS, the Rick Stacy Bureau of Safety. Run for your life!
Rick Stacy.